Romans chapter 1, verse number 1. Amen. The Bible repeats this same word numerous of times. Amen. At least in the New Testament, at least 119 times. Praise God. Amen. And the Bible starts like this. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated into the gospel of God. I'm gonna get the bulk, the majority of what I need tonight out of that first phrase. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. Paul is a servant of Jesus Christ. What does he mean? Thank you for standing. I don't keep you. I got a lot more verses to come, but that's where I'm going to start. What does he mean by that statement? Amen. The Greek word for servant is the word doulos. If I'm saying that right, it is used 119 times in the New Testament alone. It is a wonderful word packed with the truth. Amen. Being a servant of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I'd like to tell you here tonight, one of the greatest, or I think, I really believe this in all my heart, the greatest title that God could give you tonight is Dottie, my servant.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo, amen. Not if we would have someone here tonight, such as a mayor of the town or the governor of the state, amen. If somebody of high ranking would be in this house, and we would say, it's great to see Mayor so-and-so. It's great to see Governor Jim Justice. It's great to see a person of high-ranking official. Amen. Let me tell you something. Servant is higher than that.
Come on.
It's higher than the mayor. Amen.
Woo.
A servant is higher than Dr. so-and-so. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God said, I'm gonna list a lot of verses here in a second. I'm going to read them to you. You can follow along or write them down and follow later if you want to. When God called individuals, my servant, praise
right.
God. Amen. When it gets down to the end of the road, Brother Earl, and life passes us by, one of these days, the Bible teaches it's once appointed unto us to die. We're going to die.
Yes.
Every one of us is going to die. You ought to think about that. Praise God. I heard a man say one time, and how true it is, praise God, when we live, praise God, we are dying as we live. That's right. Cells die. Your skin falls off. I used to hear him say, Brother Earl, years ago, they'd say your taste changes every 7 years. I believe that now.
Oh, yeah.
They claim your personality changes about every 10 years. You get a little bit different personality. So some of you that's been married for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you've had to deal with a different person about every 10 years. Amen. You know why? Because we change, praise God.
Yeah.
People change, amen. Oh, yes. That's why it's an adaptive process, amen.
Right.
But one of the greatest things that I believe one of these days, if I could stand before the Lord, I hope I hear him say, my servant, Jason.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. I want to be a servant, don't you?
Yeah.
All the way back in the Old Testament, when God was explaining one of the greatest men, I believe, in all of the Bible. Amen. And praise God. One of the greatest men, hallelujah, and and once again, I'm not crossing what you believe here tonight. It's not my intention to get into that, but probably going to be one of the witnesses there, amen, at the end times, praise God, a man by the name of Moses, hallelujah. And when God spoke of Moses, he didn't say, Moses, that mighty man that I called to lead my people out of Egypt. Oh, no. Amen. But when God wanted to attach a faithful name to Moses, God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe God was saying Moses was a man after mine own heart. Praise God. The greatest title that God could give anybody, amen, is that title of being a servant, amen.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You could go on down to the book of Job, amen. And you remember Job, all that Job had went through, praise God. I tell you, Brother Earl, trials, amen, create and make us to be what we need to be. If you pray, God, I want to get closer, you better watch out. Yeah. Amen. Because trials will bring you closer to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Job, he went through trials like probably hardly very few men have ever went through before. He lost his wealth. Can you imagine being a very wealthy man and probably in his day was worth in what would be in our day millions, possibly yeah. billions of dollars. Amen. Job was a very, very wealthy man, but in one day's time, his wealth was gone. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, in Job's life, when the trial really hit him, man, I mean, just in a short period of time, he lost his wealth. He lost his health. Amen. One of the greatest things that a person has. Let me tell you something. If you ain't got no money, if you're healthy, thank God, at least you can get up and enjoy life.
Right.
That's right. But I tell you, Job lost his wealth. He lost his health. He lost his children. He really lost his relationship with his wife. His wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? Amen. But did you know when God got the label in Job, a man such great as Job was, God didn't say, now I want you to look at this man, Job, one of the greatest Christians in all of the earth. And I think he was. Amen. I think Job was a great Christian in his day. Praise God. But God didn't say, look at this great Christian, a man by the name of Job. Amen. God did not say, look at this man, a wealthy man in his day. Look at this man, a man of giant faith. Hallelujah. But I want you to listen to what God said. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job?
Woo!
Hallelujah. I'm about to feel the Lord here today. Hast thou considered? God said, when I want to label a man great in my eyes, I don't call him great. I don't say, look what a leader he is. Look what a man of faith. What a man of wealth. But I said, hast thou considered Job? Amen. A servant of mine. Hallelujah. He's a servant. Hallelujah. What was God saying? Job's mine. Amen. He'll do anything I ask of him. Praise God. If I ask him to do it, Job will do it. That's what a servant is. Let me tell us here today, that's what God saved us for. He didn't save us to be a big shot. A lot of people like that. Amen. He didn't save us, amen, to be all these things that we get blown up and inflated in our minds of what being a Christian is. But God called us and saved us to be a servant. Get out in the highways and the byways and tell people about Jesus. Get out and live and be a light and let someone know, amen, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
I want you to look here. Praise God. At the man here, and I didn't realize it had this many references either. Praise God. See, just got to bear with me. I got a lot. I feel like I need to get out here. Amen. When God got to talking about a man by the name of Jonah, amen. Do you remember who Jonah was? Jonah was really, I understand Jonah really messed up, if you will. God told him, said, go down to Nineveh and preach my word. I'm going to pour out revival. Amen. Let me tell you something. I like to preach so much, and I want the hand of God on my life so much. If God would tell me to go out somewhere in the bungalows of Huntington, amen, I tell you what I'd do. I'd go out there, and I'd try to preach, and I'd try to do the will of God. But I tell you, Jonah didn't want to go down to Nineveh because they were the enemies of the Jews. And God said, Jonah, go down and preach my word. But instead of doing that, you know the story as well as I do. He went the opposite way, and he went to Tarshish. Amen. He went the wrong direction. But did you know what? And this is another message that I ain't got time for tonight. I'm glad God is a God of a second chance. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Jonah missed the will of God. Jonah missed the hand of God. And he went the wrong way. You know the story, even the boys. I was bathing the other night, and they got to ask me about that preacher that got swallowed by a fish. And they had me confused. I thought, who are they talking about? Who got swallowed by a fish? I thought they meant somebody. And they said, you know that preacher in the Bible. And I said, yes, Jonah. Amen. You might not believe it, but Jesus said as Jonah was in the belly of that whale. A lot of people say it was an impossibility. Amen. But let me tell you something. If Jesus said that the whale swallowed Jonah, I believe it.
Right.
That's a lot of people's problem. They want to believe what everybody else says instead of just believe the Word of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I believe the Bible. Amen. I believe what the Word of God says. You can base your life upon the Word. You can stand on the Word of God. You can believe the Bible. Amen.
Right.
So when God got to talking about Jonah, amen. He didn't say, hey man, Jonah, the greatest evangelist that I had to send to Nineveh. And I believe he was a great evangelist. That's why God sent him down there. Amen. We get too caught up in this preacher business. We really do. Well, so-and-so's my favorite preacher. Amen. And I understand we all got preachers that click with our liking. Amen. I understand that. I loved Brother Don Rich for so many years. And now he's too old to hardly even preach. Amen. Oh, I love to hear that old man of God preach. Hallelujah. He was preaching not too awful long ago. Brother John Cordell was telling me. Amen. And Kevin Whitzer was flying from Oklahoma to preach in Brother Randy Webb's there in Virginia. Amen. And some way Brother Kevin Whitzer ran across Brother Rich in the airport. Amen. Here Brother Rich was in a wheelchair. Sister Rich in a wheelchair. And he's still going to Panama to preach the gospel. Amen. Oh, God give it to me like that. That when I'm up in my 80s and I can't even hardly walk, I still want to preach the word.
Right.
Amen. Anyway, old Brother Rich got to talking to him. And Brother Webster got to walking away. And Brother Rich hollered out real loud when it got just about too far. And he said, hey, Brother Webster. And that big boy said, yes. And Brother Webster said, what? He said, could you do me one favor when you go to Virginia? And Brother Webster said, what is that, Brother Rich? He said, could you preach a little holiness? Hallelujah. I love that. Could you preach a little holiness? Oh, amen. I believe Jonah was a holiness preacher. I believe Jonah was a great gospel evangelist. But oh, when God got ready to call Jonah by name, I want you to listen to what God said. And he restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he spake by the hand of his great evangelist. No, by the hand, amen, of this eloquent silver tongued preacher. No, but God delivered Israel. Amen. Oh, which he spake by the hand of his servant Jonah. I hope by the time I'm done here tonight, somebody in this house will stand up and say, I want to be a servant. Amen. I don't want to be a big shot. I don't want to be, amen, anything in myself. I just want to be a servant. I just want to try to please God. I just want to try to do something, amen, for the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Revelation 1 and 1. I want you to listen to this. Amen. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and he signified it by his angel unto the servant of John. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Unto the servant of John. Amen. Oh, he could have said unto that one that laid his head on my breast. He could have said that one that was in the inner circle when I put everybody else out of the way and I called unto that young girl to arise. That one that was standing right there. I could have said that one, that author that wrote 5 books of the New Testament. He could have said that one in which I loved. But no! He said to my servant John, I wonder when God talks about us if he calls us a servant. I wonder when he talks about us if he says we're a servant of God.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo. Oh, what about Abraham? I ain't got time to preach all this. I can see it right now. Amen. What about Abraham? But oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. The father of the faithful. That's what he could have been called. He could have been called. God said that man who left his own country. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Abraham married Sarah and they started their family, and it looked like they were settled down to live life. But God said, Abraham, pack up and go.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo! I ain't got time to preach all this. Abraham, pack up and go. Abraham didn't question God. Abraham didn't second guess God like you and I do so many times when the Lord speaks to us. You know how we are. Amen. God will speak to us, yeah, and we'll say, God, you use so and so to confirm it, and God will confirm it. Use Brother Tommy to confirm it. And some way, someone, God will whip that fleece through Brother Tommy. God, I still don't believe it. Use, amen, Brother Ronnie, and God will use. That's the way we are, and we keep on second guessing God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I can preach right here just a little while. When God speaks to your heart, you don't got to have 10, amen, confirmations. When God speaks to your heart, amen, all you got to do is obey. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord. Amen. To your will and to your way. Yes, Lord. That's what I want. I want the will of God in my life. I want the will of God in my heart. Yes, Lord. Abraham never said, where am I going? Can you imagine, Brother Tommy, him going down talking to Sarah's parents? Hey, man, we're moving. We're packing up. I tell you, if we'd pack up and move, it'd shatter Kathy and Charlie. It really would. Hey, man, if we'd pack up and move, I tell you what they'd do. They'd get a U-Haul and come behind us. Woo! Oh! But can you imagine Abraham going down, hey, man, talking to her parents? I'm sorry, grandbabies, your daughter, we're leaving. Amen. And that's bad enough to tell them you're leaving. But I believe they said, where are you going? And he said, I don't know. Hallelujah. Where are you going, Abraham? I don't know. God said, go.
Yeah.
And I'm going where God leads me to go. Thank God, you got to tell me an address so I can send a letter. You got to tell me where my grandbabies are going. Amen. I don't know where we're going. We're going to a city whose builder and maker is God. That's where I'm going. I'm following God. Hallelujah. So when God got the call on Abraham, amen, I tell you what he said. He didn't say, amen, he's a man that obeyed me. He didn't say, amen, he's a great patriarch of the faith. But he said, my servant, Abraham. God said, when I call him something, I want to call him with the greatest. I'm going to call him a servant. And I come to tell you in this house tonight, if you want to be great, you got to come down. If you want to be great in the kingdom of God, you got to learn how to serve. You know, some of the greatest leaders are great servants.
Right.
That's right.
You have to be. Matter of fact, if you ever want to lead, you ever notice this? They have conferences all the time, or they call them leadership conferences.
Yeah.
John Maxwell wrote several books on leadership. I've got them.
Hey, man, I like Maxwell.
But you know what? There's conferences everywhere, Sister Dottie.
Leadership conferences.
Hey, man. But I've never heard of a conference,
amen, on servant conferences,
amen.
I've never heard of a conference on servant and servants, how to follow,
amen.
Everybody wants to lead. Everybody wants to be in control. Everybody wants to be empowered. But God said, if you're going to be great, you're going to be a servant. If you're going to be great, you're going to be a servant. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost, for he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham, his servant. Glory to God. The Father of the faithful. Glory to God. Help somebody in this house to become a servant.
That's it. Jesus. 2 Kings. I'm going to get through this in a moment. You didn't know there's so many instances in the Word of this. I didn't either. Amen. 2 Kings 10 and 10. The Bible talks of a man by the name of Elijah.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We can preach all night on the life of Elijah. We can tell you about the miracles. Amen. I'd have to go back and look. Amen. But at best I remember Elijah and Elisha. Amen. Oh, they done more miracles than anybody besides Christ himself. Oh, yes. Amen. Jesus could have said, I want you to look at this man of mine, this mighty miracle working man.
Yeah.
A man that I use to bring forth miracles. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. That's what God could have called him. He could have said, look at this mighty preacher. Amen. Elijah, who thundered. Amen. Pulled down fire from heaven and thundered from the pulpit and preached the word of God with power and with fire. But oh no, I want you to listen to what God said. Know now that there shall fall unto the earth nothing of the word of the Lord which the Lord spake concerning the house of Ahab. For the Lord hath done that which he spake by his servant Elijah. God said he's a prophet, but I didn't call him a prophet. God said he's a servant. Hallelujah. I feel like telling us in this house tonight, if you really want to do something for God, learn how to serve. Find an vein, find an avenue in your life where you can start serving instead of receiving. God, I want to serve.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Haggai 2 and 23. And in that day the Lord of hosts will I take of thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee as a signet.
Yeah.
For I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts, O Zerubbabel, my servant.
Yes.
I hope God can call me a servant. I hope God can look down from heaven and find some servants in this house tonight. Is there a servant's heart? Is there a servant's, amen, in this place that'll say, God, how can I get in behind my church and be a servant? How can I get in behind the kingdom of God and be a servant? How can I get in behind, amen, the pastor and be a servant of the Lord? And Paul said, amen, Paul, a servant. He looked back over history and he said, any great man that's ever done anything great for God, God called him a servant. And he said, God, I'm not a great missionary. And Paul started many churches. Amen. Paul said, amen, he was a very smart guy.
Right.
Amen. Knew many languages. Had been schooled under Gamaliel. But you know what? Paul never referenced to none of that. He said, when you look at me, call me a servant.
Woo!
When you see me, call me a servant.
Yes.
Amen. When they wrecked on that island of Malaiti, look what he was doing. He was out gathering sticks. He was out serving. Hey, the greatest blessing. blessings you'll ever receive in this life is when you serve.
Right.
I said the greatest blessings that you'll ever get is when you learn how to serve.
You're right. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Did you know that the word deacon in the Greek means servant? Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. So when you have a board of deacons, you got a board of servants.
Servant.
Hallelujah. Amen. Did you know angel means a messenger? Praise God. Oh, that's right. God wanted his preachers. God wanted his deacons to be servants. Jesus took a basin of water and he began to wash his disciples' feet. I said Jesus was a servant.
Right.
Amen. Oh, never one time did you find Jesus being a big shot. Hey, let me tell you something. Somebody that really has a servant's heart, somebody that really has the Spirit of God that works within them and that yearns for the will of God, they're not bossy. They're not hateful. They don't have a bad spirit. They don't show up to church with a hateful, angry spirit, with a nasty spirit. No! But they come with a servant's heart.
Woo!
To say, Lord, if they call on me, I want to sing. If they call on me, I want to testify. Amen. Or I can just take the garbage out. Or I can just do this. Or I can do. God, give me a servant's heart. Amen.
You're right. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Brother Shoecraft got the preacher down there at the minister's meeting. And how right he was. He said some people can only get anointed when they got a microphone in their hand. Well, it's good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You don't have to have a microphone in your hand to get in the altars and pray for somebody.
You're right.
You don't have to have a microphone in your hand. The other day, Lula was here. Amen. And if you couldn't feel that yearning in your heart towards that soul, it was something wrong. You ought to have a servant enough heart to be able to yearn for somebody and to be able to reach for somebody. You can tell, amen, what somebody's ministry is made up. Amen, is how they act when they don't have a mic in their hand. Come on now, when that preacher's pulling down the fire from heaven, amen, the first people in the house that ought to be on their feet is the preacher. The first people that ought to have a heart to say, God, pour it out. Ought to be that man of God because he knows his turn is coming. When a singer's up singing and they're trying to get anointed and sing for God, the first person ought to be backing them.
Woo!
It's other singers. We ought to get in one mind and in one accord and try to help church and have a servant's heart. It's not a big I and a little you. It's all about being a servant.
Oh, God.
Yes, God.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Raise your hand, ask God to help us here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Amen.
Oh, yes, God.
Man, thanks greatness. Amen. It's being served. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. For some reason, we get it in our minds. We want to be served. That's what a man thinks greatness is. But God thinks greatness is serving others.
Right.
Hallelujah. Man thinks greatness is having many servants. But God thinks greatness is serving many people. Hallelujah. Man thinks greatness is giving orders. Amen. Oh, yes. That's what some of you like to do. You like to give orders. And you think people are supposed to run and jump when you give orders. Amen. But God thinks greatness is obeying orders. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. God thinks greatness. I'm sorry, man thinks greatness is being commanding and command others all the time. Amen. But God, amen, thinks greatness is when you got a heart to obey. Amen. Man thinks greatness is when I have lots. Amen. I've got much. But God thinks greatness is when I can give a lot and I can give much. Man thinks greatness is having a lot of possessions, but God thinks greatness is being able to give a lot of possessions. The average Christian, they don't even understand the idea and the mind of God. God, it's not about you getting big. God wants you to come down. God wants you to get small. Hey, hallelujah. Great God in heaven, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be the show. You don't have to be the star of the show. Amen. Just be a part. Just be that prayer warrior. Just be that one to say, hey, you can count on me. I'll be a servant.
I don't know the statistics. I'm not a ball statistic guy. But I do know this. It was always a famous saying. Some of you will remember this. Bo Jackson, at one time, was probably the greatest running back. Amen. I don't even remember the years. When I was young, Bo Jackson was big time. But guess what? Often, the best never seem to get to the championship game because it's more than about the star of the show. Hallelujah. To get to the championship, you got to have a good team.
Yeah.
You got to have more than just a star running back. You got to have more than just a star quarterback. You got to have a team.
Right, right.
You got to have everybody working together.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, old Bo, he struggled getting to the big time Super Bowl. So they asked him one year. They got put out before they ever got. They asked Bo. Some type of interview, they said, Bo, are you going to the Super Bowl? And Bo said, if Bo ain't the show, Bo don't go. If Bo ain't the show, Bo don't go. Amen. We've adopted that attitude so much in church. If I ain't the show, count me out. But that's not God. That's not the Spirit of God. Amen. It don't matter who gets a hold of it. I'm for it. Who's my favorite preacher? I tell you who my favorite preacher is. The one God's using. Whoever's up getting anointed. That's my favorite preacher. Who's your favorite singer? Who's ever getting anointed? That's my favorite singer. Amen. Adopt your mind and say, God, I just want to be a servant.
Hallelujah.
I'm about to have a heat stroke. Woo, it's hot in here. Just me one. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Matthew 23:11 says, but he that is greatest among you is the boss.
No.
He that is greatest among you is that arrogant one that thinks he's all that in a box of chocolates. No. But Jesus said, he that is greatest among you, amen, shall be the servant. Amen. The man over gathering sticks. The man over washing the feet. The man over there knocking on doors, trying to get a soul. Hey, amen. I heard a Baptist preacher say this. Amen. I heard a Baptist preacher say he didn't allow preachers to preach in his church if they didn't knock on so many doors. Amen. That week, an invitation inviting others to the house of God. He didn't allow choir members to sing unless they spent so much time. Amen. An invitation to get others to come in. Well, that would wipe holiness churches out. We wouldn't have anybody to sing. We wouldn't have anybody to preach. You know why? We just want to show up, amen, and put on a show. We just want to show up and do our little part. But I tell you what we need to do. We need to be a servant. We need to have a servant heart, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Woo,
God.
Woo.
Hey, Lord.
I lost my place, but I'm going to tell you this.
Come on.
Lord, what was his name? Lord Stansberry of England. You ever read that? I come across that study for this. Lord Stansberry of England was a great, high, prominent man. And he had a chance to go high in the Parliament. That's what they got over there. Instead of senators and all that stuff, they got Parliament over there in London, England. Amen. He had a chance to go really high.
in the parliament of that country. But God yearned on his heart for the poor of London. Hallelujah. Google, look it up and read it. It'll break your heart. Amen. Lord, stand Stansbury or Stansbury, however you say it. I forget it right off. But Lord Stansbury, amen. He went to the streets of London and he reached the poor. He went to the streets of London, amen, and he reached the sick. Oh, he spent his life, amen, on the streets of that poor city. But when he died, they said nearly all London showed up. Thousands, amen, followed that casket. Thousands lined the streets and they held up a sign that said, amen, we were hungry and you fed us. And there was thousands behind that sign. Another sign said, we were in prison and you visited us. And thousands stood behind that sign. Amen. Another sign said, amen, we were sick and you visited us. And thousands lined that street. Great God, let me tell you something. Had he been the president of that land, there wouldn't have been that many showed up. But because he was a servant, because he gave, because he spent his life, amen, for others, amen, thousands came to that man's funeral. I come to tell us here tonight, you'll not spend your life in a better way other than giving yourself to God.
You're right.
And others.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. I had something else I wanted to read and I've lost it.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise
Jesus.
God. But, amen. Let me see if I can find it.
Bless
you. I'll just read it to you while I'm closing. Somebody help give me a song up here.
Thank you, Lord.
Philippians. Paul and Timothy. There it is again.
Yeah.
The servants.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. To all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints of Jesus Christ, which are at Philippi. Paul said, amen, one of my great joys in life is the saints at the Philippian church. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And you know what Paul was saying? Paul said, I've preached. Amen. I've seen miracles. I've seen the mighty hand of God. Amen. But here he was nearing the end of his road. Here he was getting ready to give his life a ransom. Amen. And you know what Paul said? When I look back over my life, it's the friends that I've made.
Yeah.
It's those that I invested my life in. Timothy, I sunk a lot of time in you. Amen. Go on, son. Go on and preach the gospel. Who followed Timothy? I don't know. But somebody did. And somebody did. And we still got it today because somebody invested their life in the life of another young man, in the life of another young woman. Aren't you glad that we got others? Aren't you glad that you can invest your life in someone else?
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Stand with me in this house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Servitude is a word of dedication. It's a word of delight.
Right.
But we've been bought with a price.
Yes, we have.
We're not our own. We're servants
of
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
I got so much more. I always prepare more than I have time for.
Jesus.
We're separated to be a servant of Jesus Christ. We're sealed. Philippians 4:19 said he'll support us, provide him. Amen. For my God shall supply all my needs.
Right.
He'll supply all your needs.
He'll do.
He'll make a way.
Woo.
We're strengthened by him. 2 Timothy 4:17, notwithstanding the Lord stood with me, he'll strengthen you. Amen. We're secure in him. 2 Timothy 4:18, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever.
Amen. I'm so glad he's standing by our side and made security for us. Paul had a servant's attitude. This is one of the key reasons why God used him. And this is one of the key reasons why God will use you if you'll have a servant's attitude.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, he will.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4 and 1, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. Woo, I don't know about you, Brother Earl, but when he called us into the ministry, he called us to serve.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
I heard a man, I was Googling things this evening on serving. That's what I had on my heart. And a preacher said he was in the presence of Colin Powell at one point. This was a black preacher. And he said, I got in the presence of Colin Powell. And he said, I got to question him, you know. And he served two tours in Vietnam. And he was interested in how Colin Powell climbed the ladder to where he was. He said, and to get into Colin Powell's office, I had to go be checked by the FBI. I had to be checked by Secret Service. He said, just to get back in his office and have an interview with him, he said, I had to go through all kinds of security and measures and all kinds of stuff just to get in the presence of Colin Powell. He said, and after we talked, we had a great talk when I was leaving. He said, when I left, I said, thank you for your service. Thank you. Colin Powell climbed and got to the place he was because of service.
Sure did. Praise you, Lord.
Let's pray here today before we pray, Lord. I delivered what was on my heart here on this Thursday night. I felt like preaching this, Lord. There's some in this house. They may not have a servant's heart. They may not want a servant's heart. God, there's some in this house. They may want to have a servant's heart. That's what it felt on my heart, Lord, while I was preaching this.
Yes.
While I was preparing for this, Lord, if there's somebody in this house that would want a servant's heart, move on them right now. I think it'll change the direction of their life. I think it'll change their attitude.
Yes.
I think it'll change, amen, every aspect of their life if they'll just surrender and say, God, here I am.
Jesus.
I want to be a servant to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you for being attentive here tonight. So now I've done my part. It's time for you to do your part. Is there anybody in this house that will fill these altars and say, I want to be a servant? Lord, I want to give my life to you. I want to be a servant.
Holy
God. Oh, God, I want to be a servant.
Shades of You can use me, Lord. Here I am, God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you can count on me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He makes a way when there ain't no way. He rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. standing there.